The next patient is John Kenney. The last name is K-E-N-N-E-Y. First name is John. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old a white male patient of Dr. Andrew Hain, H-E-I-N, who is referred to the practice because of the presence of acute deterioration of the kidney function, period. The patient has a lengthy history, more than 25 years of diabetes mellitus, with a blood sugar fairly controlled. And has a history of gout, arterial hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Period. The patient has been morbidly obese with a BMI above 45. Most of his life. Period. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, because the patient was complaining of dyspnea upon exertion, inability to walk long distances without being tired and short of breath, and a significant fluid retention in the lower extremities. Period. On the 14th of February of the year 2022, the patient was taken to the cardiac cath lab by Dr. Jones, J-O-N-E-S. And there was evidence of a severe coronary artery disease. The LAD showed several obstructions that were not amenable to intervention, and there was also a very tiny right coronary artery with strictures. Period. This is the type of patient that is not a candidate for coronary artery bypass graft, and medical management was recommended. This patient has a known history of CKD3B. On the 10th of February of 22, the patient had a creatinine of 2.4 with an estimated GFR that was decreased less than 35%. After the cardiac catheterization, in which 22 cc's of contrast material were used, the patient tolerated the procedure well, and the kidney functioned for reasons that are not clear, recover. The serum creatinine is 1.8 and the estimated GFR is 42.7. Interestingly, the urinalysis is completely normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is normal, and there is no activity in the urinary sediment. In summary, the patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And whether or not there is some diastolic dysfunction that is also playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function is a possibility. Period. The treatment for this lesion and for the CKD is a drastic change in the lifestyle. We spend a significant amount of time telling the patient the reason to stop the abuse of the salt because he has been what he calls addicted to salt throughout his life. In the same way, a plant-based diet was recommended. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. The blood sugar average is between 190 and 200. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that also play a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. We don't know the levels of uric acid. Hyperlipidemia, following numbers, hyperlipidemia is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The recommendation is to get laboratory workup and the visit to a nephrologist in Virginia to give follow-up to this condition, and we will be more than happy to give follow-up to this patient when he returns to Florida next winter. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Paragraph, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the past medical history. In the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.